Iran kills Americans, strikes Allied bases, and edges toward wider war. Iran has killed two U.S. service members in Jordan, crossing a threshold that removes any remaining ambiguity about the nature of the conflict. Within hours, Iran launched what it designated the 17th phase of Operation Sege, a name meaning thunderbolt in Farsi, targeting Camp Udari and Ali al-Salem Air Base in Kuwait. Kuwait's air defense systems intercepted the missile and drone attacks. The operation's phase numbering signals a sustained, structured campaign rather than improvised retaliation. The Pentagon's response has been equally deliberate. F-16s and F-35s are being rushed to the region, with the stealth-capable F-35s particularly significant. Their deployment indicates the United States is assembling assets suited to contested airspace and potential offensive strikes, not merely defensive posture. Iran, meanwhile, has instructed Hezbollah and other regional allies, including Houthi forces in Yemen, Shia militia groups in Iraq, and Syrian-based factions, to prepare for wider conflict, activating a network spanning at least five countries. Khamenei's public statement declaring Trump's signature worthless, a reference to a reported memorandum of understanding from recent nuclear negotiations, and his warning of unforgettable lessons, amounted to the supreme leader publicly burning a diplomatic off-ramp while ordering military escalation. Complicating the picture, Iran's hardline faction is simultaneously accusing the country's leadership of staging what they are calling a soft coup amid Khamenei's extended absence from public view. The combination of external military escalation and unresolved internal authority is precisely the environment in which miscalculations occur. Senator Rand Paul has proposed an alternative approach, a sanctions trade offering Iran economic relief in exchange for physically removing its enriched uranium stockpile from the country. Paul's argument is that military pressure alone cannot achieve denuclearization as long as the program can theoretically be restarted. The proposal is drawing little traction in the current political environment. Separately, national security experts are arguing, per foreign policy analysis, that the administration may be using Iranian drone activity as pretext for potential military action against Cuba. Fitting, analysts say, a pattern of using one genuine crisis to construct legal and political rationale for action in a separate theater. A central analytical question is whether Iran's campaign reflects coherent strategic intent from a unified leadership, or whether it is institutional momentum, an operational program continuing because no single authority has the power or will to halt it. If strikes pause for more than 72 hours without a formal ceasefire, that would suggest some internal Iranian brake is being applied. If Hezbollah activates in Lebanon within 48 hours, it confirms coordinated escalation and moves the situation into an entirely different phase.